The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
There it is. How about now? Is it working yet?
Nope.
Are you on Channel 3?
Why do you keep asking?
Stop asking me why I keep asking Mommy things. Wait, what remote are you using?
The one you handed me.
No, use the gray remote.
There are three of them.
Pick them all up and press the number 3.
Why isn't there an easier way to get all my shows?
I hear you. And we have something for this.
Thank you.
Fine. You know what? We're all reading books.
Stop switching inputs and switch to Dish and get Netflix, YouTube, and more at the push of a button. Dish, tuned into you.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer.
And welcome to Heroes of the North State. You're joining Michelle Slade and a bunch of amazing volunteers this evening to talk about something that's really passionate to all of us in the North State, and those are our seniors and our senior partners and how we can help them stay safe in their home for as long as possible. So tonight we have with us Joanne McCarley. She's the founder of Shining Care. And along with her is Colleen Nelson, and she's our program manager over at Shining Care. And we have Marianne Seifert, and she has senior placement services. And then joining us this time as well is Detective Kay Saley, and he is with the Reading Police Department. And we're going to be talking about Elder Abuse Awareness Month, which is such an important topic. So I'm going to start with you, Joanne. And we'll just talk about, tell me a little bit about yourself and Shining Care. Just a little background to kind of set the tone as to why you're involved in Elder Abuse Awareness Month.
Okay. Well, it's a long story, so okay. I'll try to keep it
30
short.
30 seconds or less.
So no.
You can do it, Joanne. You can do it.
Basically, I formed Shining Care as a nonprofit to, meet the unmet needs of our community. I've been in social work for years. Many years ago, I did discharge planning out of a rehab hospital. More importantly, I was kind of a surprise when I was born, so I have a lot of older family members.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot personally, and we were dealing with it personally, trying to get the right kind of support and help that we need. And there are many, many great services in our community, wonderful providers from the public arena to other nonprofits and private agencies, but people tend to fall between the cracks. And there are sometimes gaps in services, and so that's what Shining Care is here to do, is to help people access the services that they need and have the support and guidance that they need, because having many options is good, but sometimes that can also be hard, because which one is right for me, which one's right for my family. So that's our role, is to just work in collaboration with every agency and really keep a handle on what services and supports are available and help people get connected to those in a coordinated way so that they can stay safe and well and in the community.
And if you are just tuning in for the first time, we have many episodes for Heroes of the North State. So Heroes of the North State was founded to shine a light on those in our community who are continually rising above and making the difference of the lives of others. And so we have an entire episode on Shining Care in our archives right here on KCNR. And I encourage our listeners to go and take a listen to that, because it's amazing what this organization does. And then along, we're going to shift a little bit because we want to make sure we use all our time to talk about Elder Abuse Awareness Month. But we have Joanne with us. And Joanne, you're a lot of things, Colleen. I keep saying Joanne, but I'm looking at Colleen. She is the program manager, and she wears a lot of hats, and so I'm going to let her tell just a little bit about herself.
Oh, well,
or
good
Colleen
evening.
Is. Sorry.
I've been with Shining Care, I think we're going on 14 years. Yes. I started as a volunteer there And I never left.
Nice.
Yeah, so I help with whatever she needs help with.
Perfect.
Well, the gatekeeper, you can talk about more the gatekeeper program.
Well, that's true.
How
that's
you first
true.
Got hired.
That is true. The gatekeeper program, a program that it started out as a contract in Shasta County. And its purpose is to really help identify those older adults that need assistance but aren't willing to accept that help. And that is done by training those trusted folks that are in their lives already. Mm-hmm. So when you look at a bank or a restaurant or, you know, anybody who wants to, we go ahead and train them to see those look like, what those at-risk signs look like.
Yes.
And then get them connected to us, and we tell them how to do that and show them and, you know, just try to make it an easy handoff for them so they're not having to do a lot of work. We do the heavy lifting on that.
Nice.
So once referred to us, then we take over with our services. But that program it's huge. It impacts the community extremely well.
Well, it's very effective. We know that as community members, most people care. Mm-hmm. And we see, you know, so if it's a business, they might see their customer and be worried about them. And a lot of times it is a question of abuse or fraud.
Right.
That they're seeing. And so by having some training and being equipped to know how to handle that situation, they are preventing a lot of bad situations from happening and getting that early intervention. So, and we have, you know, gosh, over 1,000 gatekeepers in the community who are reaching out and just in the course of their normal day, like Colleen says, we don't expect them to figure out the problem but they can, in that moment, get them connected to Shining Care, who then now we can get them connected to everybody else. Mm-hmm. And of course, if we need to call Adult Protective Services and handle all of that, we can do that. But the main thing is that we're helping to prevent serious situations from happening.
They're trained to recognize it and then to transfer them onto you so that you can help solve.
Yes, and anybody can be a gatekeeper. So I invite anyone listening to, if you're interested, it's very simple. We can give you some very basic helpful information, and you too can be a gatekeeper.
Nice. And for more information on that, you should visit shiningcare.org.
.org.
Yes. And look at that, because that would be great information for you and your family. And then moving along, Marianne, I could call you Joanne too if it just keep it equal. So we have Marianne here, and Marianne, your job and what you do is pretty amazing, and it complements what Shining Care does.
Yes, it all goes together. We all work as a team. So what I do is, I wear a few hats here, but in this community, but I have a service where if you can't stay in your home any longer, and you've explored all the options to be able to stay, and it's just not working, and a person needs 24-hour care, then I'll step in and and help the family and that older adult find an assisted living community that fits their needs and their budget and all of it. So I walk that person and that family through that whole process. So after they've, you know, usually I love to see people after they've utilized all the services in the home first. Exhaust all that. And then if placement has to happen, then, of course, I'm here for them. So.
Right. And placement looks a lot different. It's not all just convalescent. It's different types of placement.
Assisted living communities, apartment style communities, little, you know, mom and pop 6-bed homes.
Yes.
We have a variety of different places here, around 40 different homes. So there's a lot to choose from, and you just don't even know they're around because many of them are in neighborhoods, and you just don't know that they're a care home. So anyway, we just have a lot to choose from here, so we're very
home
lucky.
Away from home.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Well, and again, we also have an extended version. We've had Marianne on before, and so we have an episode in our archives right here at KCNR as well. So visit, look for that. I don't have the date off the top of my head, but I'll try and get that, and I can post it I'll send it to both of you ladies, and you can post it on your Facebook pages if you'd like to do that.
Wonderful.
Okay. Perfect. And then Kay Salee, thank you for joining us. This is your first time here with me this evening, but I think new to the committee for
Purple City, Elder Abuse Awareness Month. But tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thanks for having me. New to the committee, new to this program, but I'm a detective with Reading Police Department, and I chose to have my focus on elder abuse and elder abuse prevention, just because it's important to me for a variety of reasons. One, just coming from my family, being around my mm-hmm. grandparents, both sides, my parents themselves also. I just see. I have the fear that they could become victims, in so many different ways. And now we just have so many things out there, especially with the internet and all the new scams, all of our post office scams.
Yeah.
All these things are coming out. It's just scary times for everyone. And the other side of things, on top of that, it is the veteran community is also very important to me. Being a veteran myself of the Air Force, I did a tour in Afghanistan and came back, and I see all these other veterans that now we have a lot more elderly veterans who, mm-hmm. I'm going to say, like myself.
I hear that cue of that music.
I hear it, yeah.
That's okay. We're going to take a break. I'm going to stop you right there just for a moment. We're going to take a break because that's how we are able to do Heroes in the North State. And when we come back, we'll pick up with Kay, and then we'll move forward.
All right.
All right, we'll be right back. I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner, now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, in our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State right here on KCNR, 1460 AM and 95.6 FM. And tonight we have a group of volunteers and professionals who are really making a difference in the lives of seniors in the North State. We are focusing on Elder Abuse Awareness Month, and we left off at the break with Detective Kay Saylee from the Reading Police Department, and he was sharing a little bit about his passion and how he got involved and his love for his family and community. And I'm just going to let you kind of finish your thought where you were at, and then we're going to start talking about June and all the stuff that's going on with Purple City Awareness Month.
Thank you. To continue where I left off, I'd mentioned the veteran community, and I know I was going to bring up that just like myself, we have a very hard time asking for help. And even if we know that we need help, you know, as a veteran, we're too proud to say that we need help in this situation. So, and that is, you know, that's kind of a fault built into ourselves and just the pride that we have. So I joined this committee and joined the detective division as an elder abuse detective just so I can help out and bridge that gap between the law enforcement side, asking for help and connecting with the veteran communities.
Yes, and you're right. All walks of life are now falling into that. And I can see, I don't see it as a fault, first of all. I see it as you have to be strong and you have to be able to make quick decisions in the military. I think I see it from that. And then when you age with that, then it becomes how you were trained on who, and that's how you protected us. And now you're at a place where you could be vulnerable and need help yourself. And it might be harder to ask for it, but that's why we have the gatekeepers. So, because they can recognize it in the community, and that's where that bridge comes together, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And for the gatekeepers and Shining Care, I wrote down a couple notes earlier. It's great, the stuff that you guys brought up, like the prevention part. That is the biggest thing, is preventing the abuse, preventing things that could happen. And recognizing it, you know, before it gets to the level of, you know, when it crosses my desk so I can see it and have to kind of, you know, backtrack and help out and fix the damage that's happened, you know, try to find some justice for the injustice that's happened to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Which kind of brings us full circle. So a little bit my role is I'm really blessed to be able to help do the marketing for a lot of these agencies and for a lot of our senior source programs. But we have a lot of partners who are joining in with Elder Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month. And so, Joanne, I'm going to come back to you because I swear I'm going to get the titles correct before our show's over. So with that, we have so many aspects, and I started jotting down like just all the partners off the top of our heads that we know that are involved, but we know it's even greater than that. And so maybe we should list a few of those, and then let's dive into what is it? What is it that we're doing?
Right. So ultimately, we all have the same heart and the same goal, which is to help our beloved elders.
Yeah.
And those who are maybe functionally impaired as well. There are folks out there that may have had an accident or something, and they need a little protection. So we just want to see our valued community members be safe and well.
Yeah.
That's ultimately it. And each agency and each individual, we have some people on our committee who are retired, and they're just involved community members. Anybody can join our efforts. And we just want to, you know, we are each doing our part. So we each have different things that we're doing as an agency or a community member. And we're just coming together to coordinate and support each other in our efforts so that we're not trying to do everything by ourselves, but together making it happen. And we would love to see it grow. And it has grown. Gosh, how many years has it been, Colleen?
About 2011. Yeah. Is when we started the Gatekeeper program.
Well, I'm just going to end the committee.
And the committee. Well, the committee probably
5 years ago? 6 years
Five or 6 years we've been doing it?
So it's just, we just, you know, we started realizing, oh, well, we're doing this. Oh, and you're doing that. And why don't we get together and coordinate it and invite more people to come in.
Right.
And what we'd love to see is like a full month of activities. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have a solid week.
Okay.
Starting with Elder Abuse Awareness Day, which is June 15th.
Okay.
It's kind of like the kickoff. And then we have Purple City Week, where we have a series of things happening.
Right.
And Purple City Week is basically inviting our whole community to wear purple, decorate your businesses, decorate your front yard.
Yeah.
Show purple, and it just says that we are a caring community. We recognize that abuse is, unfortunately,
it does
rampant.
Yeah, it does happen.
But that we as a community can all do our part to make a difference, and we care. And for those people who are hesitant, yet, you know, it's embarrassing sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, some of these scammers are so clever.
Yeah.
And some of the folks who commit abuse are very manipulative. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people get isolated. That's part of what they do, is isolate people. And then you're embarrassed. It's just, it's hard. So as a community, what we're saying when we're wearing purple and we're decorating purple is we're saying, we see it. We know it's there. We all need to be aware of it. And we're watching out for each other.
Right. No, that's exactly
We're watching
correct.
Out for each other.
Well, and, you know, I know firsthand just from my own family experience, we had this happened. We had grandparents who were over on the coast, and we saw them often, and they lived independently, and they were very capable. They traveled. They were in their 80s, but they were still traveling and driving had all, you know, all their wits about them. But they had a gardener who would come. Over on the coast, and we saw them often, and they lived independently, and they were very capable. They traveled. They were in their 80s, but they were still traveling and driving had all, you know, all their wits about them. But they had a gardener who would come and befriended them, and because their only child had passed away, that gardener kept positioning himself as, I'm like your son. That's how he started it. I'm like your son. And then before you know it, they're having lunch together. And by the time we realized what was happening, and we stayed in contact, we weren't distant relatives. We called and we talked, and I started hearing these little cues over the telephone, like talking about, you know, I am your son and the things that he would say. And I thought that something doesn't seem right. And so we started making more frequent trips over to get to know this gardener who seemed to be there quite often. And before it all came out, he had had them sign vehicles over to him. He had accessed lots of money because, you know, he was their son and they didn't drive the vehicle anymore. And maybe he could really use it and help them out with the vehicle. So it all made total sense, right? And so, long story short, we were able to intervene and stop it. But had I known there were services like Shining Care, this is prior to meeting you, and that there were resources that I could tap into, it would have made that journey so much easier. So I encourage everyone to join and become educated. And that's why I'm so passionate about the Elder Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month week, because it just carries into the year. You know, you think about it. It
should be all year.
It's all year. Yeah, hopefully we're doing our job right as citizens. So some of the partners. So we have the DAs on board, of course, Reading RPD, the Sheriff's Department, Oakmont Assisted Living, is that correct? Mm-hmm. PSA2 is definitely on board, APS, Adult Protective Services, Senior Source, of course, is on board, and then myself with my umbrella marketing, and I'm sure there are others. But those were just off the top of my head.
Yeah. And like I say, we welcome, you know, any agency or individual that if you have an idea of something that could promote awareness and prevention, it can be part of the month's activities and You know, yeah. We can help support that and coordinate.
Well, and that's why we are all coming together today around this table, is because we want to talk about not only that June, that is the awareness month, but how can you get involved and how can you participate? And you still have time because the show, second Thursday of the month, we still have 2 weeks before we kick off. And so I want to encourage people to give a call to Joanne and Colleen at Shining Care and say, how can I get involved? So let's talk a little bit about Purple City Festival that's going to be happening. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go into detail about it. We have more time on in the future breaks. But we have the Purple City Festival. We have the Purple City Week. We have flags. It just goes on and on. Yeah. And I'll let you start wherever you think is appropriate.
Okay. Well, even though this is a tough topic, right? Mm-hmm. Elder abuse is not fun. However, preventing it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? Right. And so it's and we want everybody and people of all ages and every, you know, subculture in our mm-hmm. community to, you know, to come together and A, just it's kind of makes a stand. So mm-hmm. for people who are scammers and they do fraud and they abuse, I think there's something powerful about seeing a large community come together,
yes.
and say, no, this is not okay, and we're all going to do our part to prevent it.
Yes.
And, you know, so that's, so it's fun coming together. So we have, and we have resources there also. So all of our partners come, and even if they can't have their own booth, their information will be there.
Right.
So you can get information.
So I'm going to stop you right there because I hear our cue. Because I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, I can talk forever. So we have to have cue the music. We're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll dive more into Purple City Festival and how you can get involved and how you can bring your family and how we're going to make an impact on our North State. We'll be right back. You're listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing.
Days don't know where I've been for the past few years or so. Paris to China.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Buck and by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back
to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade with Mimbrella Marketing. And for those of you who are just joining us, we are talking about elder abuse awareness and prevention. And, yes, there's a whole month for it. It's in June. And there's a special week that's really going to kick off all the conversation about elder abuse. And sitting around the table with me this evening, we have Detective Casey Lee, and he's with the Reading Police Department. Colleen Nelson, she's a program manager and director over at Shining Care. And then we also have Joanne McCarley, and she's the founder of Shining Care, and Marianne Seifert with Senior Placement Services. And we left off before the break with Joanne, and we were talking about the Purple City Festival and the awareness walk, and so we just barely touched on it. So I'm going to let you give us an idea of how the community can come together with their kids, their loved ones, and learn about how we can protect our seniors in the North State.
Yes, so. Great. Yes, mm-hmm. And I do hope everyone comes down because it really is a nice evening. It's
much fun.
It's so much fun. And it's a great opportunity to come and meet, you know, Reading Police Department. You can meet, you know, and ask questions to all the different resources, like the Senior Source. Marianne's there. APS is there. So public agencies and private agencies are there to, you know, give information.
Paint a picture. So it's booths. What is it? What is the public going to see when they get there?
So they're going to get there. There's going to be DJ Jake Easy.
Yay.
Oh,
wow. Well,
that's like always the Santanas. Easy events are there. And then we usually have local entertainers. So we youth singers and dancers. So there are some live performances from local talent.
Nice.
And then there are fun games to play at each resource booth.
Okay.
And that's so that the whole family can have fun. The kids really enjoy it, and that's important because we believe that every age should be aware and understand what they can do, that they can have a voice if they see something, you know, that they can tell an adult. And they might be the one person that sees it first.
That's what I was just thinking. With grandparents helping raise their grandchildren and or child care with their grandchildren, it's very likely that could happen. Maybe you see that, Kay, in your line of work. I don't know how that comes across. But
absolutely. We see that all the time, actually. All the time. Yeah, and I think that's a great point because they would be the ones that would recognize something like that happens. We also have a large Laotian Mien community here also, which, you know, you have the kids are the English-speaking ones, and they're going to be the ones who recognize mail fraud, and they're going to recognize, you know, this doesn't look right for my grandparents. You know, this looks like fraudulent information coming through. So they would be the ones that would be making the reports and, you know, be the representatives.
Mm-hmm. So very important that you bring out your young children.
Right. And it is, they have a great time because it really is, you know, we're at the river, we're at the Sundial Bridge, you know, it's starting to cool off.
Yeah.
Evening is approaching and we're having a good time and people can get information. And then we have the bridge lighting ceremony where we light up the Sundial Bridge purple.
Nice.
We have a very brief ceremony, so we all gather. So we invite everyone to come to that. That starts at 9. So the event starts at 6 on Saturday, June 15th, and it goes until 10. So it's just a fun time. But the bridge lighting, if you do nothing else, I do encourage you to come to the bridge lighting because it's very beautiful, and that's where when we're all gathered purple and we light up the bridge, it's kind of a special moment.
So then you're also having a walk?
Yes. So same day, just prior, it is our Bridge to Bridge walk for senior safety. And that is an awareness event. We encourage everyone to come. You can even bring your pets. They just have to be on a leash.
Okay.
You can dress your pets up in purple.
So bridge to bridge? You mean the bridge that's down in the Caldwell Park?
Diesel Horse Bridge. Goes from the Diesel Horse Bridge to the Sundial Bridge, and you end up at the festival.
Oh, fantastic.
And now you're there to have a great time, and there'll be transportation to get you back to your car after the event if you want that.
Or you can walk back.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know. Probably not walk in the river trail at night. We would encourage them to take our transportation.
There you go.
So, unless our dear detective wants to walk people back.
I will opt for the transportation.
Okay. Well, okay. So, to sign up, how do you sign up for the walk?
You can contact us at Shining Care. You can call us, and it will be up on our website.
At shiningcare.org?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, and the walk should be a lot of fun. And the proceeds from the walk goes to fund our Gatekeeper program.
Oh, fantastic.
And so that's, you know, Shining Care going out and educating our Gatekeeper businesses and organizations and people. Mm-hmm. And they call us all the time for advice. So that's, you know, we have a staff. Colleen is our Gatekeeper coordinator. And also then services, because once we get a referral, then we do a full risk and needs assessment and come up with a plan to get all the services and supports in place to keep the person safe.
Okay.
So that's that's what the fundraiser's for.
That's fantastic. And then do you can you sign up online, like pay for it online, or do we need to get a form?
We are going to have it so you can sign up online.
Okay.
But if online signing up is not good for you,
yeah,
you can call us and we'll help get people signed up.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And good for all ages, family friendly. So
yes.
I can bring my stroller, my pet, my grandma, and me, and we can walk.
And there are some other starting points if you can't do the whole walk from the diesel horse to the sundial. There's a couple of other locations you can start from.
Fantastic.
So you can do a shorter walk if you want to.
Right. Okay.
So. And we are challenging all the businesses to put a team in.
Yeah.
So we'd love to see that.
Yeah.
That would be
some
great.
Fun prizes for walkers.
Oh,
so,
right.
And there's fun surprises along the way. So with that, your entry donation, you get your purple T-shirt, and you get tickets for some fun things at the festival. But along the way, we have some fun surprises and little friendly competition going on. So all the details will be on our website.
Okay, fantastic. So on the other side, is there food and drink?
Yes, Good Times Pizza and Kona Ice will be there. So there's food and good stuff. And then all of our vendors and our partners, they always bring a lot of fun stuff and give away. I'm looking over at Marianne because she's always got a fun game. She always has a fun game that she's got going and
treats
fun
for the kiddos.
Mm-hmm. She's like one of the more popular booths.
So then, Kate, your first year at the event is this year? Am I understanding it correctly?
Yes.
Okay, so do you have an idea? Do you have your booth designed yet, or is it still in the works?
Well, still in the works, I think.
And usually RPD doesn't have a booth, but they bring a car.
Oh, nice.
And,
okay.
And other fun things. I think last year they had a drone out. So RPD is really good. They always have really fun surprises. And then you get to meet the officers that are there and ask questions and just get to know them. They are great people. They are local heroes for sure.
Absolutely.
And of course, the kids, it's just a great opportunity to build that relationship. We're all coming together.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You bring the canines, too, don't you?
I'm going to have to ask the canines to see which one's going to want to be there.
Yeah,
that was my next question.
Nothing like being put on the spot, huh, Kay? So what else are you giving us? Are you giving us ice cream?
I will be there, and you're right. We'll bring a car, and we'll see what we can do with it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so then throughout the evening, there's shade. So we know it's June. It gets a little warm here in the North State, but like you said, we're right on the water. It does cool off nicely there. And in the past, I mean, it's just beautiful when you see that dial completely lit up.
And we're going bigger this year.
So. How is that possible?
Mm-hmm. I know, right? But every year we do. Yeah. We have to do it better every year. So we're going to have more uplighting. So the bridge is going to be fabulous.
Fantastic.
That's good. Some fun surprises.
Okay, so then moving on, although we could talk about that, that's a whole thing, an entire show on itself. We have Purple City Week. So the bridge lighting and the awareness walk is kicking off the whole idea of June. But it's the week kickoff. So now you have Purple City Week. Then you have, what's your next thing? We have the Safety Resource Fair at Orchard.
Yes, on the 19th with the DEA is going to have a blood mobile there as well.
Oh, wonderful. So what does that resource fair look like?
It's going to be a lot of our vendors for, you know, whether it's health, insurance, any of the resources that our folks need, we'll be having them there available.
Okay.
Yeah, so just access to talk to the professionals and get information for health and safety.
Okay.
There's a emphasis on safety.
Right.
At this particular fair. And then, of course, the DA is having a blood drive at the same time.
Okay.
So, and Orchard's great. They always give a lot of really great things away.
Really
cool. So you're going to want to come down to that.
Yeah, they do.
Fantastic. I hear our cue again. The music's playing. So we will be right back. We'll talk more about the resource fair and everything else that's going on during Elder Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month. And I am Michelle Slade, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State on KCNR Radio. I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
back to the show. You are listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and this is our last segment of a very important topic. We are talking about Elder Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month, which is the month, whole month of June, but we have a week that's just packed full of different festivals and awareness walks and safety resource fair. We were talking about it's at the Orchard Blood. You're going to have a blood drive at Orchard. You're going to say it better than nutrition. You're going to say it better than I am. But why don't we go ahead, Joanne, pick up where we left off in regards to, I think we were just talking about what you can expect at the resource fair. And I'll let you kind of...
Yeah, so it's in the morning, so some people can't come out. Maybe they're busy on a Saturday, have other plans, or evening just doesn't work for them. So the Safety Resource Fair at Orchard Nutrition Center in the parking lot is a morning event.
Okay,
so again,
perfect.
Cool hour of the day goes from 8 to noon, and all the same resources plus more.
Yes.
Will be at that one. So we have limited space at the Sundial Bridge. We can have a lot more resource vendors come to the Orchard one. So come to both if you can.
Exactly.
It's a great thing. And then the DA's office is doing a partnering, and I'm sorry, I don't remember which company it is, but to do a blood drive.
Okay. Fantastic.
And then throughout the month they also do a food drive, so I think there'll be a canister there to bring food for that too. So lots of great things at that event.
And then all of these, so we're getting the resources to help educate us, but then the funds that are being raised that are supporting the Gatekeeper program, the food is going back to our seniors. I believe the blood drive is helping our local blood banks. Kay is going to be out there with Reading RPD. You're going to get to hear from him personally. Just come and meet him and learn how they are helping protect our seniors. So thank you for that, by the way. I can't say it enough. And then we're doing some flag planting. So let's talk about the flags. Okay, I'm going to look at Marianne.
It's just a really fun. There's different locations in Anderson and Reading, and you'll have a list on your website.
Mm-hmm.
So we plant purple flags, and we want as many people showing up and as many flags as possible to demonstrate the amount of cases of abuse in Shasta County. So it's pretty pretty powerful to do those plantings because it's reality.
Yeah,
hits you pretty hard. So we love doing that.
That's the Ombudsman's office, the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging Ombudsman. Say that three times fast.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of head that up, and they order flags, and they have to order more flags every year, unfortunately, because each flag represents an actual case.
Yeah.
And
when you see just looking at a sea of purple flags is just pretty and impressive in itself. But then when you really start connecting each flag being a person, it's pretty daunting.
Pretty powerful.
Kay, you deal with this daily.
Quite a bit, yeah. And just off the top of my head, year to date right now, I mean, we're in the beginning part of 2024, and I think I've worked on 50 different cases in just this year alone. That's a variety, you know. But I mostly, right now, what I see the most is financial crimes. We get a lot of, spam calls and fraudulent calls about the IRS and tax season, you know, and that's always daunting for everyone. So it's daunting for me, you know. You know, when I hear those phone calls, you know, I always take a second and think, is this real or is this fake, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They get me sometimes also. So, you know, I can't imagine what they go through. I think when I looked at the numbers last, I work on about 15 different cases a month. So what that spans out to in the course of a year is quite a bit. And that's just in the city of Reading alone, and that's just what comes across the detective's desk.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of our patrol officers handle most of the cases out on the streets as they come in, you know, 911 calls and non-emergency calls, and they take care of those.
Wow. So that's incredible, and you're saying they're ordering more each year. Yeah. Well, you know, and it's easy to fall for those because I get those text messages. I just got one yesterday that said, you owe whatever, $83 and some odd cents on this bill you haven't paid. And I'm thinking, I don't remember doing that. And I have to stop and think, do I want to call? I don't want to click on it. Like, it is very deceiving. Do I? Because if you call, they'll sound very legit, I'm sure. And if you don't call, then what's the ramifications? I just deleted it. But thought, well, if it's for real, I'll get something in the mail. Debt collectors don't usually text you. So,
and you know, and fraud and financial abuse, it is rampant, unfortunately. And sadly, that's not the only form of abuse.
No, true.
Most abuse is not reported or recognized. And that's where all of this awareness activity is important, because it can be neglect. It can be, you know, physical abuse. It can be sexual abuse.
Verbal
abuse. And some of those can be prevented, because some abuse happens because a caregiver is overwhelmed and exhausted and having a health issue themselves. And so it's not all about being punitive. It's really about, like, really what causes these situations and how can we prevent it. And again, that's where we as a community, when we recognize, okay, someone is, you know, aging, they're becoming more frail, maybe they have a little bit of dementia happening, or that makes a big impact on the primary caregiver, the family. And we're not trained.
Right.
Families aren't trained to be, you know, this is all new and overwhelming, and sometimes with dementia there's behavior things that happen. And so it's just, it's very complex. A lot of things can go wrong, but it can be prevented.
Right.
And it starts with being, you know, informed, if we're all informed about it, and know what we can all do for our own families.
Yeah.
And for our community friends, we can head it off at the pass.
No, that's true, because I was sharing earlier about my grandmother. One of the signs was that she had bruises on her wrist. And I'd ask her what happened, and she'd say, oh, I fell, and so-and-so helped me up. And he just squeezed too hard. Well, what it turns out to be was he was squeezing her hand because he wanted her to write the check. And so when you think about it like that, but she didn't want to tell us. She didn't want to be weak. Her husband had passed when it went to that level. And then it was, well, he's just helping me. I should have just helped him. Because by that point, he positioned himself as the son, and her son had passed, her only child, a few years previous. So it was that kind of manipulation before we saw it as family members. So,
That's more, probably more common. And and these are the things that don't get reported. We hear a lot. We hear a lot before, like, of its beginning. We're very focused on prevention. Of course, if there's any, you know, we're mandated reporters. We're going to call APS. We're going to call RPD or any law enforcement for when it's actually happening. But there are signs that happen ahead of time. And that's where we as a community can all be gatekeepers and know those signs and know what how to handle it. Not getting over-involved or anything, but we can make a difference.
Well, and something that I think is a big misconception that was even for myself is that, oh, if I report it, now they're going to think Grandma can't live in her home independently and they're going to take her away. Oh, and we have 1 minute, and I don't want to end on that. But I do want to say there is help and there is support, and we have a great resource fair. So, Joanne, tell us the highlights again.
We have two resource fairs, one on a morning, the 19th of June, where all the resources and experts that can give guidance and information to you are there. And then again, the super fun one, the evening event at the Purple City Festival on World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. And we light the bridge purple. And again, the resources will be there too.
And the walk, because the walk is a fundraiser that helps the Gatekeeper program.
Yes. So the walk starts before, in the evening. It's like 6:30.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, gosh, I'm going to have to cut you off there. Thank you, everyone, for coming in. Visit shiningcare.org for all the details, all the information, and learn how you can support our local seniors. And I'll see you out there. I'll see you all out there. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You are listening to Heroes of the North State. Tune in again next month, the second Thursday, and we'll see you soon.